This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number three. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, and happy Father's Day producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, sickos. It's Robert.
What is up? Here we go. All right. It's Open Land Fun Sunday. It is 6 o'clock. Phone lines are open. 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you on Father's Day. Might have a good story for us. All right. First open liner this morning. Another sicko, Guitar Dave. What's up,
hey,
Dave?
Hey, Captain. Happy Father's Day to y'all. You and everybody.
You too, buddy.
Hey. Yeah, I dummied up yesterday. Captain Mick didn't drink enough water. I was out in the heat, and then I took my heart medicine, and then my girlfriend, we needed to run to the hardware store, so she drove me up there, and then I went in, and just all of a sudden my stomach started hurting, and wow, you know, I just basically passed out, hit my head on a pickle barrel like in Green Acres.
Boy.
And I busted my knee. Now, they took me, did a CAT scan, and they x-rayed my knee, and he just said, you know, the doctor said, hey, you know, everything's good, you need stay out of that heat and drink more water, you know. So
Good thing you hit your head. There ain't much squash to scramble up there, is there?
No, sir. I got that CAT scan. He said there wasn't nothing there. I said,
wasn't nothing there. It's pretty hollow in there, Dave. You're okay.
Yes. Hey, but I did get to go and look around at that Stubblefield Lake Bridge and Captain Mickey, man. Wait till you see it. Rumor has it that the project manager out there told me that when it's done, they're going to have the governor's going to go out there and cut the ribbon and roll up there to the handicap areas. But, man, it's like 4-inch round galvanized pipe. I don't know what they're going to put on these flat plates up there. Probably wood, I imagine. It's all state-of-the-art, everything. The actual road is as wide as the old bridge used to be altogether, and then they extended it out on each side farther.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be really, really cool when they get through. I'm just glad, you know. I'm glad I got to go and look around at that. Like I said yesterday, they had a lot of other worse cases than me in there. So I wasn't in there but a couple of hours, and they had one kid fell off a motorcycle, cut his leg real bad. They had quite a few things going on. A lot of older people in there with, you know, heat-related stuff. But, I just say drink water and stay cool, man. So, I miss my dad. You've been on 15 years here now, ain't you?
It's been a while, buddy.
Yeah, it was right after you started. He was 74.
I remember your dad passed away. That's right, right.
He made you product or whatever, you know.
Right.
And he was really, really smart, and boy, he taught us how to catfish, use blood bait, and
you've been in that tub in your tackle box for about a year. Pop the lid on that and smell of it.
Oh, smell like some of that smell like some of that stuff Texas brews up, man. You know,
I don't know. I don't think it can get any worse than what Texas, that Tex brew, old Bone and
yeah,
brew.
Yeah, you catch a whiff of it, it'll wake you up. Real
Lord.
Quick. Hey, Captain, man, you have a good, happy Father's Day. You going to cook today or what you going to do, you think?
Man, I don't know what I'm going to do today. I'm just going to take it one hour at a time. We'll just see how things materialize. We'll...
I'm sure there'll be
plenty of Belleville products put on the pit, and
we'll
figure out something.
Hey, yesterday I thought about you because I was over at the in Conroe. I went to the academy over there, and these guys, they were in a SUV, and they were trying to put this big old crawfish boiler, kind of like yours, back there. They couldn't get it in there, man. You know, so they had to turn around and dolly it back in there, and then I guess they. We're going to get them to deliver. So I don't know, but they couldn't get it in to the back of that.
Yeah, that one you saw me cooking with at Hookspit that time, that was that barely went in the back of my big old truck. That's a good
one. That was custom made for you.
Yeah, that was made before any of these new ones have come out. That was custom made out of stainless.
Yeah, I remember watching you cook on it, man.
Great Western Metals. That was a good one.
Yeah. Well, all right, Captain Mickey, happy Father's Day to everybody, and stay safe out there, and don't dummy up like Guitar Dave. Drink plenty of water and stay out in the shade.
Don't scramble your squash. All right, buddy.
Yeah, public service announcement by Guitar Dave.
See ya. All right, next up, let's go to Joe. Joe, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Okay, I was going to talk about boats, Mickey.
Yes, sir. And let's talk boats.
Happy Father's Day.
You too, my friend.
You know, I used to be a charter captain, and I did the tournament thing with FKA and all that. And there's one thing I learned. If you're going to buy an offshore boat, you want to buy the right boat.
Right.
And what you really look for, in my opinion, is a boat with a 22 to 24-degree dead rise.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Because I used to have one with a 20 degree, and you go out there, and it beat you to death. But, I mean, it's like you do. When I bought a 29 fountain, I couldn't afford a new one, but I bought one that almost looked new, and it was 5 years old. And it was like you threw a light switch from night and day.
Mm-hmm.
If it was 3 foot, I was still running 30, 35 mile an hour.
Right.
And in the old boat, I'd be running 15.
Right.
You know? So you get a lot more fishing in if you have a boat that has a good dead rise in the back, like a 22 to 24. You know, something like a Fountain or a Contender, Cape Horn, Hydrosport, something like that.
That's what I ran. I had a 25 Hydrosport. I think it was 23-degree dead rise, and, buddy, it eat it up. It would just, boy, and if you brought it out of the water in them big swells, it'd just sit down right on its butt. No slap, no hard hit or anything. It was really sweet.
Yeah, I noticed a big difference when I got that fountain. I mean.
I bet you did.
Oh, it was a
done
big.
Died and gone to heaven, man.
Oh, it was like that, I tell you. But a lot of people, when they get in the offshore game, they don't know. You
true.
Know. And they have to learn, you know. But if you can point out, you know, what you need. And these boats nowadays, man, they cost so much money, you know. I mean, you're looking at probably, if you bought a new one, $250,000 at least.
Oh, at least, yeah.
Yeah.
$250 to $500 for center consoles.
Yeah. And, you know, so it's better to buy a used one if you can't afford new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you can get you a pretty good one for, I don't know, $50,000, $60,000.
Right.
You know, because a lot of designs on these boats, you know, they've been around for a long time. And if it's good, they keep that design, you know. So you ain't got to worry about them changing. When you got a good riding boat, you better keep it.
I'm with you. I agree 100%.
Yeah.
You can always refurbish it and fix it up and add new things to it and fresh engines and all that. And
yeah,
have what you want.
Yeah, I had a fountain, and then another few years I ran a contender. And I think I like the fountain a little better overall. But
right.
The contender was pretty sweet, too. You know, the fountain hit just a little bit hard when you came off of a wave, but the contender hit soft, you know, a little softer.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, that's what I wanted to talk about, maybe help somebody if they're thinking about buying an offshore boat. You know, don't, you know, when you buy something else that doesn't ride good, well, if it's 3 foot, you can't go. Or you don't
right.
want to go and run 15 miles an hour. You know, buy something where you can use it more, you know. But anyway, oh, let me tell you this. One of the boys that bought a book from me had called me and asked me where to go. So I told him where I would go in a tournament. He was in a tournament.
Yeah.
And I talked to him after the tournament, and he won the Ling Pot.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I told him, I said, well, you go there, and there's going to be quite a few Ling hanging around, too. And he ended up winning the tournament on a Ling.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, that paid off for him.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Calling sure you did. And getting your book and everything else, that worked out for him real good. How about that?
Yeah. But anyway, if anybody wants to buy a book, it's 979-921-5029.
Joe, what's the name of your book? What do you call it?
I just call it Freeport Galveston Offshore.
Okay. All right. Well, good deal, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, you have a happy Father's Day.
You too, Mickey.
I'm going to do it, buddy. You hang in there. Take care. All right. All right. It's Open Land Fun Sunday. You care to give us a call up here? You got a good Father's Day story or something you'd like to share? We'd love to hear about it. 713-572-4610. And, you know, the CCA Star Tournament, 32nd annual, it's currently going on. That started Memorial Day weekend. It'll run through Labor Day weekend. And it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Tilson Homes, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. And great news from Star officials. You know, they've got their inshore catch and release format going on, and it preserves our precious resource, especially after that freeze event in February. They released 180 tagged redfish, and what that's going to do, that's going to triple your chances of winning great prizes from the Star Tournament. Go to startournament.org. That'll give you all your info for rules, entry, and prize information. And good news also, the Red Snapper Division's back this year with Heaviest Red Snapper. That'll win you a Polaris Ranger Crew 570 EFI with a Big Tex trailer to pull it on. And you can sign up at startournament.org or call 713-626-4222. And great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, McLean Trailers, just to name a few. Sign up today at startournament.org. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 618 here in the Bayou City on this Father's Day Sunday edition of the Outdoor Show. All right, let's get back to our call lines. Next up is Steve. Steve, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Well, happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you. You too, Steve.
I appreciate that. Called you last week. I was coming back from Louisiana, and
yeah.
Figured I'd call you back since everybody's chasing redfish now and just kind of get your input on a, and I know it depends on where on the, along the Gulf Coast you're fishing and such like that, but what's your overall recommendation around a good bait for redfish? And I noticed the Star newsletter, they were asking the experts, and you know, there was a variety of different baits that people were throwing. I saw a super spook, and I saw flies, and I mean, all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd just call you and say, can you kind of wrap that up a little tighter, if you would? Because
well,
there's a lot of us that are chasing redfish.
Yeah, if you're a lure fisherman, probably the one of the biggest go-to baits of all time has always been a gold spoon. I mean, yep. How many redfish have been caught on a gold spoon in the last 100 years? Jeez.
Yeah.
You know, that, and it depends on, you know, the depth of water and where you're fishing too. You know, if you're fishing shallow, the spoon's really good, works real well. And, you know, if you're fishing kind of deep and open water schools, you know, go to the 3/4 ounce spoon. But, you know, we use a lot of spinner baits for spoons these days too, fishing heavy structure. You know how those reds will get along rock ledges and, you know, mm-hmm. especially along our ship channel and all of our system now where they've implanted all these rocks in this levee systems they've built for retaining spoil. And, you know, you just walk those spinner baits down those rocks, even a small crankbait, a shallow-running crankbait. You know, they're, you know, the best way to catch redfish is to be on them. And pretty much when you're on a good school of reds, they're going to bite whatever you like to throw, whatever you're the yeah. best with, what you can present properly to them. And then nothing beats live bait. You know, that's mm-hmm. That's always been a, I mean, it's hard not to catch reds with live shrimp under a popping cork. I've got a buddy that's doing it right now. He's catching about 60 a day, hoping one of those tags will show up out of the fish he's catching from mm-hmm. one of his customers. But, you know, and it's a luck deal. I caught one time, and one of my customers caught one time in the Star, and it was just a potluck deal. I was just on this huge school of reds out in open water both times. And those reds that they had tagged and released finally got ganged up with a big school, and both of those fish were caught in the month of August when we get a lot of that schooling going on. But right now, I think the way they release those reds in certain areas throughout, you know, up and down the coast, they're in pretty public accessible areas where somebody off the bank could catch one. You know, they want to make it easy. They want all these tags to be caught. And then later on in the year, they'll probably get teamed up with other schools of reds, you know, get mixed in with them and then start running open bay waters. But right now, I would definitely lean towards structure areas and easy access areas where they, you know, go out by boat and dump these off to where they can be caught from the bank or out of the boat either way. You know, along your intercoastals and, you know, public accessible areas throughout our bay system and up and down the coast.
Okay. I mean, that's good information and makes sense, too. So I'm about to start booking a couple of more trips and just wanted to get your opinion. Second, changing gears on you. You and I have talked about a 257 Magnum.
Yeah, 257 Weatherby Mag, sure.
Yes,
I know that's your projectiles of all time. Yeah, that's a good one, man.
Absolutely. Well, I was going to ask you, do you ever take relatively long shots with that gun when you're deer hunting, or do you keep it within a, you know, couple of hundred yards, or do you,
no,
you ever get out?
I would not be afraid to make a 400 yard shot with that gun at all.
Okay. All right.
I've made a lot of 500 shot. 500 long shots with it, you know, at the range, and it's incredibly accurate. You know, it's like a 308, okay. And you know, I wouldn't be afraid to take that kind of shot with a 308. It depends on the rest I have and the situation, and you know how heavy the brush is and all that. I just hate to waste an animal, you know, lose one, because I lost one a couple of years ago, and I'm still having nightmares over that. It'd been my biggest 8-point ever. That was. That would have been my ultimate trophy to finish out, you know, all my hunting years of that big 8 I've always waited for. And I finally had the opportunity, and I made a fairly long shot with a 6.8 in a high wind. And I think I hit him a little too far forward. I didn't compensate enough.
Well, you made it up with that 6-point last year.
Yeah, I made it up with a 6. I had redemption last year, no doubt.
Well, I sure appreciate your time as always, and I hope you have a great day.
Hey, you do the same, Steve, and happy Father's Day. Good to hear from you. Take care. All right, let's go to George next. George, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, Captain.
Hey, George, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, happy Father's Day, everybody out there.
You too, my friend.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and talk a little bit about see if you enterococcus and salinity levels.
Right.
Because, you know, we've been wanting to get, it looks like we're finally going to get some, right on time, too. Tomorrow's the first day of summer, and we're going into a nice summer pattern, it looks like, maybe this week, if the weather guessers are, you know. And so anyway, we'll see. Sweet southeast, too. Boy, it'd be nice to get back on that. And get away
Wouldn't
from
it, though?
Pumping south wind. It's, you know, I don't know what happened to that pumping. That pumping south wind took over about, what, 15 or 20 years ago, it seems
I'm
like.
I'm telling you. I know it.
Or a quarter century. And we used to always have southeast, man. You could just, you know,
you could
plug it in every summer.
Yeah.
And when you got that east, like you said, Mick, you're going to get your rain. You'll get a little bit of rain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I was looking at that Brazos. I drove over that Brazos. My heart kind of sunk because when we get a lot of freshwater runoff, people might want to get on that Texas Beach Watch site and get on the email because you'll get more current. I believe that I'm getting a lot more current information, and I'm getting them almost daily. And right now, even now, last week, the counts were really high. On Wednesday, the 16th, Quintana Beach County Park was over 1,000 CFU.
And yeah, now what's a normal CFU? And folks don't understand
yes,
this.
Sir.
What we're talking about is bacteria levels in the water.
Exactly. Bacteria levels in the water. Low is 35 CFU
right.
or less. And then medium is 35 to 104. And then anything, any bacteria counts higher than 104, that's considered high.
Yeah.
And they, right now, Quintana Beach County Park, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade because I know it's Father's Day and, you know, people are, you know, we're getting able to get out this year. And anyway, it's at 235. At Quintana right now. And even Stallman Park, which is right there in Surfside, that's 110. So that's 6 CFU over high. So, you know, you need to take these things into consideration. I stay out of the water when they've got that. I don't go. And besides, when I went down there and tried, you know, I tried to fish and I didn't get there at the right prime time. And I can tell you, the water's generally going to be greener on one side of the big pass, San Luis, on the Galveston side or the Freeport side.
Right.
I know which side it's usually greenest on. But, you know, and I'm going to tell you, you really need four-wheel drive to access it, you know.
Oh, best. Yeah.
But anyway, other than that, just get on that side and
that's
and
a good heads up. And if anybody's going down, if you've got any kind of
immunity
open wounds
deficiency.
Or cuts or immune deficiencies or anything, just stay out of the water, you know.
And because the other thing, Mick, now look, they'll tell you in this website that this has nothing to do with Vibrio vulnificus, okay?
Right.
But what people need to understand is Vibrio, it exists naturally in salt water, but it is the salinity, the high salinity, the salt water that keeps keeps it inactive, inert. In other words, you know, when the water's high salinity, it's good to go, it's safer to go in the water. But when you get all this runoff, and you, I mean, just think about it, everything that runs off the land and all, you know, all your septics or whatever,
sure.
and all the animal waste and everything, your bacteria counts go up. Well, you know, this is, you can get sick, you know, streptococcus or something like that. And it's not Vibrio, but, you know, you can get different but Vibrio also, those counts go up. You have more incidence of it is what I'm trying to say, Mick.
Right.
With way too many words. I just wanted to put this out, you know, kind of another PSA and, you know, and again, I'd like to, again, plug that book, The Invisible Rainbow. I am a licensed, retired licensed electrician. I've held a license fully for 40 years. And check into, you know, I would stay away from a 5G phone. I'm not interested. But anyway, just do your own research.
I still can't even work the 4G I got.
Yeah, right. I've called them. When I got a phone, I didn't call them smartphone. I call them a smart aleck phone. When I first got it, every time I touched it, it was going off in a different direction and leaving me standing on the platform at the dock. But anyway, hey, Mick, I appreciate it, man.
All right, George.
Happy Father's Day. Y'all have
you
a great
too,
one.
Buddy.
And you and your son enjoy the golf, man.
We're going to do it, man. All right.
Talk to you
have
later.
Have a good one. Later. All right. That's George. After the break, we'll come back with Roy Simmons. Melinda hung up, so I was going to get her, but in the next segment, Melinda, if you care to call back, we'd love to hear from you. Anybody that'd like to call in, 713-572-4610. Well, I need to tell everybody about Onyx PFDs. You know, approximately 70% of all fatal boating accident victims drown. Out of that 70%, 87% of them were not wearing a personal flotation device. You know, a PFD, it's like wearing a seatbelt. It's the biggest safety feature, and it's proven to save your life. The Onyx AM24, that's the one I wear, and it's very comfortable. It's convertible from automatic to manual or manual-only inflation. It has a low-profile design. It keeps you comfortable, especially in this hot weather, and it has a soft neoprene neckline that won't rub you raw in rough water when you're moving from spot to spot. The durable ripstop fabric resists tears and punctures. Inflatable PFDs are not recommended for children or non-swimmers, but Onyx has a complete lineup of flotation devices to fit every situation. For more information, visit onyxoutdoor.com or you can check them out at Academy Sports and Outdoors. I wear Onyx PFDs. You should too. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Open Line Fun Sunday. Father's Day, 637 the Bayou City. Phone lines are open, 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. All right, let's go to Roy Simmons next. He's up. Royce, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Father's Moment.
You too, my friend.
They say it's Happy Mother's Day and Happy Father's Moment. that's the way it should be, though. Mamas have a little more importance than daddies on a lot of things, but when it comes to fishing and hunting, I don't know. Have we ever talked? Do you have children?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I've got a son. Right. He turns 40 years old today.
Adam's 42, so that makes us officially getting older, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Had a good week this week, but it was kind of, as a white bass fisherman, I don't have much patience. I run and gun and find them and catch them, but I think out of the 6 days, we maybe had 2 days with a little breeze, and the rest of them up here was slick and hot. It just got summer way too early, and that slick lake bite, it challenged us on a couple of days. I think Wednesday was probably the best example of challenge. 3 hours into the trip, Mick, we've got 5 fish in the boat. And, you know, it's a slick 90-degree morning. And at about 10 o'clock, we found some fish, a couple little bit of bait fish popping on the flats. And in 1 hour, we had our 75-fish limit. But up until then, thank goodness I had 3 guys that really kind of hung with me. I didn't have kiddos in the boat that morning, or we might have been in early, because on a morning or two, it just got too hot by about 10 o'clock or so. But the other end of the spectrum, go figure this, Thursday and Friday, which were not breezy days by any means, we got the first of what I'd really call that Richland Chambers topwater summertime activity stuff.
Right.
We've had, a little early morning South Shoreline type stuff, but on what we call the 309 flats, your Houston listeners that come up here will know exactly where we're talking. We leave the marina, go straight across to the North Shoreline, and usually on a south, southeast, southwest breeze day, you've got everything over there in the world, the bait, the fish, and whatever. And on Thursday and Friday, Thursday was a dad, a 7-year-old, and a 9-year-old, and we got on the lake a little after 7. They didn't show up quite as early as you'd like, but plenty of plenty of daylight when we got out there, and by 9 o'clock we had a 75 fish box. Goodness. With kiddos in the boat. And top that with a 5-person adult and teen type group on Friday that got there a little after 6, and we were sitting on the flats just waiting on that first bait fish to pop, and it did about 6:15, 6:30. And by 8:30, we had 125 in the box. So,
good Lord.
You know, two ends of the spectrum. One day you can't find a fish, and the next day you're back cleaning fish at, you know, 9:30. So, but that's summertime activity. I think the folks that like the topwater activity are in store for a pretty good summer based on what we've seen the first couple of 2 or 3 days. Yesterday morning,
do you like throw those little bitty torpedoes and stuff like that at them?
You know, I have moved to something else, and we were using it on the trips this week. I've gone to a little inline MEP spinner. I'll cut one of the 3 trebles off,
right.
And if you got a kiddo with a Zebco type or a bale, you know, reel, uh-huh. It might come in a little slower, but it doesn't matter when they're on the surface. But you can use those little rattle traps, tiny torpedoes and stuff. But I've got to where less hooks is a whole lot better, especially when you got 4 or 5 people in the boat.
No doubt, yeah, I'm with you.
But if you got people that can't handle a bait caster with our slabs and jigs and stuff on them, you can just drop down on these fish. Usually they're in, you know, 10 to 15 foot of water. And, you know, just spool that bait caster down and reel back up through them. And we put a little old crappie jig above the slab when we get into some of these fish. And not just kids, but everybody likes to catch 2 fish at a time. So you'll get 2 at a time on a slab jig combo. But just darn near anything that's a little shiny and whatever. But a little inline spinner is hard to beat when they're on top because you got less hooks and it's shiny and easy to cast out there.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, when that topwater bite goes down like it usually does, it went down a little too quick on Saturday. You know what happens on Saturday? You got the weekend fishermen out that really get excited, and they'll run right through the middle of a schooling fish, and it didn't last but maybe an hour yesterday, and then we our routine's usually moving up one of the arms of the creeks and hitting points, humps, anything structural that's up a little higher in the water column. We've already got a thermocline starting to set in. It's too early, but we've already started seeing it.
I know. It's hot early this year, buddy. It went from a really nice spring and early summer to just hot now.
We were spoiled. April,
yeah,
and May. I mean, we were out there, you know, with hoodies on in May, you know, and in a 1 week period, really, and the heat index, I never pay much attention beyond just it's going to be hot, 90, 95. But
yeah.
a few of those mornings, you know, you look over there and your customer's fishing shirt is all damp and wet from sweat, and you say, let's drink some more water and Gatorade and look a little longer, and you're usually rewarded. But I had one of my senior couples on Tuesday from your area down there up, and we quit about 9 or 9:30 with 25 or so fish in the box, and didn't give them a chance to come on with a late morning bite. It was just too hot for, you know, a little older folks and people that sat inside with the AC on. You got to be careful out there. Just got to be careful.
You do. You got to watch that.
So, but, you know, it was a good first week of the summer. We saw some topwater start. We are able to start getting on a little pattern with the thermocline. And, you know, if what happens this next week says it's supposed to happen, we're supposed to be back in the 80s by Tuesday, Wednesday. So, you know, a little break already. We'll see.
Yeah.
I know you got callers calling in, but I kind of got in a routine of calling you on Sunday, and I'm up here drinking my coffee and going to enjoy Father's Day at home with the kids and stuff.
That's what I'm going to do today, too. I'm going to kick back and enjoy it and stay cool in the process.
I'm going to stay underneath the AC this afternoon,
too.
Right, buddy. Oh, man. But I appreciate the time.
Hey, you got it, Royce. If somebody wants to come up to Richland Chambers and need some info how to get a hold of you and book up, give them.
You bet. Yeah, we got some openings coming up in July and August, and before you know it, school will be back. So get them kiddos out. 903-389-4117. Gonefishing.biz, and again, have a great weekend.
And that's B-I-Z. All right, buddy.
That's B-I-Z.
Well, Royce,
thanks,
man. You and Adam, all y'all have a happy Father's Day, and I'll talk to you next week. You hang in there, man. It's
you
all
bet.
Good.
Take care.
All right, buddy. Later. All right, that's Roy Simmons up on Richland Chambers Reservoir. All right, next, let's go to David on our call lines. David, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, Mickey. Thanks for taking my call, and my call is about the Concept 13 reels.
Yes, sir.
And being Father's Day, my wife wants to get me a reel. She knows I've been lusting after them for some time, and tell her, well, I've got so many of the Japanese reels, it works just fine and stays clean. But anyway, the green one and the white one I know is available right now. There's probably others available, but at the Academy where I usually go, that's what's available. And I think the green one's
is
the 7.5, and the other one is the 6 as far as the retrieve rate, right?
Oh, yeah, you're talking, the retrieve ratio. You got to, they come in, all of them come from like, you can actually get them in the 5s. You might have special order them, but. You know, 6-1 to 7-1, 8-1. You know, I'm pretty much like, what is mine? It's a 6.6-1 or something like that, or 6.4-1. But that's kind of the retrieve I like for the way I fish. You know, I throw a lot of lures and.
Yeah, different. Well, lures is the only thing we do.
Sure.
My wife and I were both on the same sheet of music, and we only use lures. But in any event, putting backing on, all the rest of the reels that we have, and I've got 26 of them, I think, rod and reels. But
oh, is that all?
Anyway, my friends laugh at me. They say, "You think you need another one?" And no, I never do. But anyway. Mino for backing on that before the braid, because I'm a braid freak. I got braid on all of them. I've never been sorry.
Nope, but and braid will last forever. You know, if you don't mess it up, you can fish a long time without re-spooling.
Let me tell you what I did one summer. One of my friends come over. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Watch where you're walking there. I've got line stretched out there for about 50 yards. And he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm putting new line on my reel." He said, "Well, why the hell did you do that? Why didn't you just reel it off the reel?" I said, "What I did is I run the line out there, and I'm cutting it off of both ends, and I'll go get the other end right back out there." I said, "The opposite end's going to be brand new." I said, "Because I don't see, but about 50, 60 yards of it at a time, so the rest is brand new." He said, "Wow, what a cheapskate."
Well, but no, but you know, I do the same thing. I'll take it, like if I got another reel I want to spool up, I'll get my mono backing on there and then tie it on the existing one that has the braid I've been using a while that's all faded out on top, and I'll just reel that down against the mono backing, and then on the other end, I got all fresh new braid on that reel, you know, on
hey,
the top part of
now
it.
Now you're talking, and I got a helper. I can get my sweet wife to hold it.
Yeah, that's what you do, is when you go to spool up another one, just take the braid off of it and just wind it on with the other reel. Get somebody else to reel it for you while you hold the other reel, and then you got all new fresh colored braid on top of that one, with the backing end, you know, being the faded out. It's still
Mickey,
just as strong. It just fades out.
The braid all started with Captain Rogers down there on the coast, down at all the way down Padre.
Uh-huh.
He's the first one to rattle our cage about that. But my wife said, even though I got a brand-new boat and all that stuff for her back when, she said, "I ain't touching no shrimps and no bait." And I said, "That's just fine." I said, with is do nothing but artificials, and she's been a happy camper ever since.
You know, my mother was a big, she chunked artificials for all those years, but she got so arthritic there towards the end, she just couldn't, she couldn't chunk lures with me and my dad like she had in the past. She had to go to dragging a cork, and she was real good at that. Boy, she could fish with a cork. Man, she'd put it on us sometimes. But we keep chunking our spoons and mirror lures, you know.
Yeah, we're lucky campers so far. We're both in our middle 70s, and she's still chunking, and I'm still chunking, but we
don't get to go.
Always something in the way.
Heck yeah.
Anyway, you've helped me immensely. And
do you catch a lot of redfish?
Not a lot, because I don't really go for them. The reason I say that is because I don't care to eat them as much as I would a trout or a flounder, you know. So avoid some of them for fear of getting a bull on, because that's almost like catching one of those big jacks. And I'd rather take a poke in the eye with a sharp stick than catch a jack without.
Oh, you and myself, especially in this hot weather this time of year.
Yeah.
But no, what I was going to tell you, recommend, you know, if you can't decide on which reel you want, I'll tell you what I like about the white one, the C series and the Concept 13s. That white reel, it's got a big-time gear in it, you know, the main drive gear.
And, oh, really?
You won't have to worry about... remember back when Shimano made that core reel that was so light? Man, what a great trout reel it was. But, I mean, one redfish would eat the teeth off your main drive gear. I'd have to take it in and get a new gear put in it. Every time I'd get it, you know, get a big red on, it would eat that gear up. You won't have to worry about that with that C, the new Gen 2,
I'll get the
C2.
White.
That white one.
And
I'm throwing
about a 6-to-1 retrieve, right?
Yes, sir. And that's what I've been throwing a lot lately is that C2. And I've got the TXs, you know, the green one you're talking about, that Seafoam green, and you know, all their reels. I throw all of them. But I am really impressed with that white one. I remember when 13 first came out, you know, the white reels was all we were getting, and the Cs. And I've still got a bunch of those that are old that are still like, I mean, they're like straight butter. They have been tried and true and held up good in these new Gen 2 Cs, the C2s, like we're talking about. Man, that thing's been bulletproof for me so far. It casts like a dream, and, it's really good, especially when you're getting big reds. You don't have to worry about it. You can winch down. You can tighten that drag down and get down on them with that braided line, and you won't hurt that reel at all.
Well, that's all I needed to know about that.
Yeah.
That'll
be money well spent.
Right,
yeah, it's once you get it adjusted right, and what I like about it, the way you can adjust the, instead of having the magnetic pop-outs and all that on the inside of the spool, it's got that dial on it where you pop the side cage off and you can take and turn that dial, and you can do it in half increments, you know, from 0 through 10. You can actually go 1.5, 2, 2.5, like that to, you know, get that in between. It's kind of like golfing, you know, you're kind of in between clubs, and that reel there, you can, you know, I mostly throw it on one, but sometimes I'll get in a little bit of wind where I got to turn around and throw a lot towards the bank when I'm waiting, and I'll go to like 1.5 instead of going all the way to 2 and shortening your cast that much, you know, that much more. You can go to the 1.5, and it seems to fit my fancy anyway.
Yeah. Well, sounds good, and I appreciate the input. The main thing I was concerned about is them young fellas at the sales counter saying, you don't have to. You can hook your braid straight to it.
They're full of it, too. Better have backing on it. You start getting that slip straight on, that's not good. Always put, you know, about a quarter of the spool with mono backing on it.
Yeah.
No doubt.
All right.
All right, David. Well, you have a happy Father's Day, and thanks for the call, and good luck with your new reel, man.
Yeah, thank you a lot.
All right, buddy. See you. All right. Man, time flew by today. What a good show, and I wish everybody the best today. And I know there's a lot of us around that don't have our fathers anymore, but they can't take the memories away from us. I always remember all the good things that went on with my dad and I, and all the good, what a good person he was. Taught me a lot about life, and especially how to fish and hunt, and really he stepped it up and helped me with my baseball all the way through my young life when I played a lot of baseball, and he was always there for me. So if you do still have your dad, cherish that moment. If you can, get out on the water with him today. Wet a line with him. You'll never forgive yourself if you don't. Well, that's it for today's show. We'll be back next Thursday morning at 4 a.m. bright and early. Sports Radio 610. KILT Houston.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.